You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Ko Lorne tēnei waiata, ko Aldous Harding te kai waiata. That is Lorne from Warm Chris, which is the new album. That has got a fantastic lizardy music video, and we're speaking with the co-director alongside Aldous of that video, Martin Sagadan. Kia ora, Martin. How are you?
Morena. Good to be here. Hello.
It's lovely to chat to you. It's been a wee while since we've had a catch up, and you've been making some amazing videos, not just for Aldous, but we've seen a trio of good ones in recent times. Yesterday, you premiered Fever, which is Aldous's new track. You've also made that wonderful lizardy video there, and we saw the Old Peel video at the end of last year too. How have you been? What have you been getting up to?
Thanks for asking. I've been good. I've been on a bit of a break, actually. I had a bit of an injury, but kind of back at it now. The first one back was the Lorne one. Mm. And Fever we did at the start of this year, during that brief break when it wasn't quite red light yet, mm-hmm. and COVID wasn't here yet.
Yep. It's a good little window to slot it into. It's an incredible video. I mean, let's talk about Lorne first, because we have just listened to the song. For anyone who's not seen it, it features Aldous and some other folks as lizards. It's got some actual lizards in it. It's got a little bit of other good stuff going on in there. Martin, you and Aldous Harding have a long history of collaboration, and it goes back, I mean, your friendship goes back a long time, but your working together goes back a couple of albums now. What was I guess the thing that drew you two together as collaborators?
Well, I never really intended on making music videos to begin with. It wasn't until I saw Aldous Harding first performing that I thought this could be a really good thing to do, because I thought her music sounded quite cinematic even just in the first album. And I talked to her after she played a gig one time at a farmer's market, and it turned out she just finished recording her first album and needed some music videos, and I just finished film school. This was after the earthquakes, around 2013, and the video for No Peace, which we made then, was the first video that I ever did. Like, it was the first music video for me.
Wow.
So it's kind of like me making music videos goes right to the start of our friendship then.
That's pretty special, and a long journey you've both been on as artists across that time. You've made some amazing videos. I mean, No Peace is a beautiful video, but you've made some amazing videos with lots of different artists from across the breadth of music here in Aotearoa. How does a collaboration come about for you? Do you approach people? Do they approach you? Now that you've got quite a lot of work out there, I imagine you're in hot demand.
It depends, really. There's definitely a vast difference between the amount of input from artist or from me. Sometimes people come to me with fully formed ideas, and other times they let me have complete creative control. So it's really everything across the board, and I'm usually happy working any which way. With Hannah, it's usually pretty 50-50 with our collaborating. And I should mention, we work, since The Barrel, we've worked with our editor, Adam Luca Turiak, who's been a core member of our creative team as well.
When you've been working with those people for such a long time, you must start to get very good shorthands at how you communicate. How does, I guess, an idea come about? As you say, it's a bit 50-50 with you and Hannah. How do you, I guess, get an idea rolling?
It's always different. For each video, we've tried to do something quite different and unexpected. So for Lawn, for example, it started just with the idea of lizards and lizards as these handsome model-like creatures.
Yeah.
And then kind of extrapolating from that into the world of Italian Vogue.
For sure.
From the like 1950s and 60s. So that's kind of like the origins of that concept.
I love the jump there from lizards, Italian Vogue. It's a very logical link.
Oh, yeah. the first thing you'd think.
Fever's a beautiful video, and I think you touched on something that I'm sure everybody who likes Aldous's work is always excited for, is the unexpected. It's never what you saw in the video before or heard in the track before. And this video, I think, is quite interesting because we're seeing a lot of different characters, which I guess we get in a broad sense from Aldous Harding's music. But this video itself, it feels like there's a narrative, but also it's very hard to work out what that could be, which is intriguing. Where did you start with this particular concept?
Well, the video for Fever is the concept started with the alphabet, essentially. And the idea that we would get these people wearing the alphabet. And the song itself is quite a romantic song with horns. So we wanted to do something that would be not urban, like the song's sounds are quite urban, but we wanted to do something that was set more in either nature or kind of... in a more rural setting. So we decided we would do a barn dance, which was quite difficult given that it was right in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And getting a whole lot of people together was a challenge. But I'm so happy that all those dancers showed up. And the origin of that one for me was the alphabet as like the basic building blocks of a language, and everyone, including Aldous, being a part of that building block. Then we decided that would be just at the end of the video, and we build towards it through the different characters that we like encounter at the start of the video. So we kind of we're introducing these elements until the final kind of conclusion. And with music videos, as you say, sometimes there's a narrative and hard to make it out completely, but for me it's enough to just give a suggestion of it.
Totally. And I think that's nice as well. It's what people like from music, from poetry, from these kind of intangible forms of art. You don't necessarily always want to be told what's happening. Sometimes that's amazing, but there is something magical about not quite being able to place it or pin it down. I wondered what you enjoy broadly about music video making, because obviously it's become your bread and butter in many ways, Martin, and you make incredible videos. What is it that I guess is appealing to you about the medium?
Thank you. Music videos are interesting. I feel like they're the only art form that exists. Well, not the only one maybe, but one of the only ones that exists only as a half of something. Music video is never a complete work of art because it needs the music. So right from the get-go, there's the idea of a conversation essentially between music video as the art and the music itself. So for me, it's important that conversation actually is honored, and that it's like a conversation where it's like equal parts, like each part of it is working equally. It wouldn't make sense, for example, in a conversation if one person is doing all the talking. You want it to be balanced. So for me, with a music video, it's kind of like the music is like the first person speaking and then I answer. It's kind of like a response, I guess. And it's fun for me.
Yeah.
And as a filmmaker, I don't know, it's so difficult making films in New Zealand. And I have been for many years working on larger projects, but music videos are just really good to make quite quickly and to get that kind of satisfaction of having something out there.
Absolutely.
Or in the meantime, while prepping bigger things.
You have put out some amazing bigger things. Some beautiful short films in the last few years as well, and you've really got a community around the work you're making now, Martin. What is next for you? What are you sort of looking forward to in the future?
I've got a concert film in the works, based on a concert that happened at Littleton Coffee Company in 2019. It's got Ben Woods and Richard Dada and Hobb, and it's done. It's a feature film that I hope is going to be released sometime this year.
Awesome. That's very exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing that. I think we should have a listen to Fever now, and everybody should go check out the video today. It is absolutely gorgeous. One thing I'd love as well, Martin, before we get into it, is how you often pop up in these videos too. I think that's a nice thing about your friendship with Hannah is you're often in it, sometimes as her double, particularly in the old Peel video. There's a little element of that. Is that something you've talked about together as kind of a thread, or is it just something that happens when you're making these?
So for Old Peel, that was definitely the first idea was, and this was, it was Hannah's idea, and she approached me with it, and I needed to audition for the part to get it, to make sure that I could do what she wanted me to do.
Fantastic.
but yeah, I've popped up in a few videos since then, which is for me just fun. I like being in front of the camera as well as behind it.
Yeah. Well, you're fantastic, both in front and behind the camera. Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Martin Sagadun. It's really nice to catch up. Let's have a listen to Fever by Aldous Harding.
I'm still staring at you in the dark. did what the other expected.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.